Well, how exciting is it to kind of regroup and a chance to get back in the win column, but having to face another tough team in Auburn?
Getting back in the win column is very important to us. We need to get back on track, and hopefully this week preparation is going to be great for us.
What do you think that's the biggest reason for maybe that misstep this past week at Mississippi State?
We played a great team. They're a great team. I just feel like we came out a little shaky, and we just couldn't regroup from it.
Why do you think y'all came out shaky?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. It was just the flow of the game, I guess. I'm not sure.
Receivers have made a lot of big plays this season, but it seemed like this past week y'all kind of, I don't know if struggle's the right word, but y'all had some instances where maybe y'all didn't make the plays y'all needed to. What do you think maybe was the reason for that?
I think we just took our eyes off the ball. I mean, Kellen in the offensive line did great, giving him time. He did great moving around the pocket, trying to find time. And we just got to execute and help him out.
You've been in and out of the lineup. What have you been kind of dealing with injury-wise, and the latest one I know that kept you out of South Carolina?
I have a little foot injury, but it's doing good. I'll be ready for next week.
What percentage do you put yourself at? Because I know you were kind of in and out again this week as well.
Just whatever the coaches need me to do or what I'm allowed to do.
Yeah. Did you start playing a little bit in that South Carolina game and then just kind of were you not able to finish? What happened there?
Coach just wanted to use me as needed. He wanted to, you know, keep me fresh and ready for the rest of the season.
What's been bothering you?
Foot.
Was that the same case this week too as well? It kind of using you as needed?
No, sir. We're just, you know, going through the offense, you know, putting me where I needed to be.
When they blitzed you off a lot, I'd imagine, Saturday. I don't know the percentage, but they seemed like injury. They blitzed you a lot. When teams do that, how do you make them pay on the outside? Why weren't you able to do that as well on Saturday?
I mean, when teams blitz, it's going to usually take away the run game, so it gives the receivers opportunities to make big plays and Kellen to make big plays throwing the ball. But I feel like we just, I don't know, we didn't take our, you know, we didn't take hold of the opportunity that we had in the game.
It seemed like you guys' eyes would light up if they want to send that many people. I mean, you got one-on-one out there. You got to make – somebody's got to win the battle, right?
Yeah, that's what you live for, a receiver, having the one-on-one battles. But I just – like, again, we didn't take a, you know, hold of the opportunity that we had.
How many times did you go back and watch that deep ball on tape?
I've watched the film several times, just correcting the things that I did wrong. Hopefully I can prove it this week.
Take us through that play. What happened?
Which play?
The post where you were open, but –
I mean, Kellen threw a great ball. He had, you know, a large amount of pressure coming at him, so he did what he could. I just had to finish the play for him.
Were you not expecting the pass necessarily, or did you loaf on the play at all maybe?
I mean, I expected the play. Once I seen that the safety blitzed down, I knew the ball was coming to me. But the ball, like I said, Kellen had pressure in his face, so the ball just had to come out at a different, you know, different angle, and I wasn't expecting it to come out like that.
What was Kellen's message to you guys after the game?
I mean, we got to keep our heads up, come back this week, focus more, preparation is going to be better, and we just got to stay the same team that we are.
Are you guys able to pinpoint anything to the struggles in the red zone? I mean, is there one specific thing that you can point at and say that's why we haven't been able to score touchdowns?
No, I mean, once you get in the red zone, defenses change. So, I mean, you got to expect that both teams are going to be battling.
So you felt like Mississippi State did a pretty good job of changing once you guys got in the red zone?
Yes, sir. I mean, their defense was phenomenal. Their front was the best we've seen all year.
What do you think of Courtney Davis's rise and how big a weapon can he be down the stretch?
I mean, I've known Courtney for a while. He hasn't changed. He's been the same person. I feel like he's a great aspect of our offense. He's a great route runner. He attacks the ball. He's fast. He's a great leader. I like playing with him.
Could you tell Kellen was getting frustrated at all with the receivers with the amount of drops and maybe some missed opportunities?
I mean, it wasn't just Kellen frustrated with us. We were frustrated with ourselves because that's what we practice for. That's what we're here for. We're here to make plays. And when we're not doing it, it's frustrating for everything, for everyone.
Do you just look at that as write it off as, hey, we had a bad night, or do you have to approach it like it's a bigger problem than that?
I mean, I could say it's a bad night, but at the end of the day, this week in practice, we have to focus more on catching the ball, looking it in, and being more detailed as receivers.
Do y'all practice running hot routes? Do you just do it in film room, or do you actually have drills where you do that?
I mean, we have drills where we do it. We do it every day. It's just, I feel like Saturday we just lost a little focused.
You feel like that maybe had something to do with the bye week? I mean, if you had to pinpoint one thing as to why that was the case, what do you think it'd be?
I mean, I feel like bye week we got a lot accomplished. I just feel like Saturday night we weren't focused. We weren't there.
So when you're talking about Mississippi State changed its defense once you all got into the red zone, can you give us an example of some of the looks that they started showing you down there?
Once we got into the red zone, they brought more people. They brought a lot of blitzes.
Yeah, it was just. Are the only ones who've done that to Kelly?
No, every team does it once you get into the red zone. It's just their defense was really good and really smart on how they did it.
You mentioned a couple times lack of focus, but you can't pinpoint why this game was different because you guys really haven't had that problem before. You can't really figure out why this game was different than the other games.
No, sir. I feel like last week we had a great practice. We had a great film session. I just don't know what happened during the game.
You feel like maybe something being ranked as high as y'all were has something to do with it? Or
honestly, I don't pay attention to the rankings. I just go out there, wanting to win and dominate the defender that's in front of me.
Right, but team-wise, do you feel like that might have had something to do with it?
No, sir.
Did you think it'd be too much overconfident just a little bit since you won three in a row or not?
No, I don't think we're overconfident at all.
For Mississippi State, where does their defense rack up compared to the other ones that you faced this year? I mean, the Alabamas and the Clemsons.
I feel like the defensive line really was the difference between the other two teams. Between Alabama and Clemson, their defensive line was probably the best.
How much do you need to win this game for Damian, being an old Auburn quarterback?
I know he's going to be hot and on our heads this week, so we're going to do everything we can to get him a win against his old allies.
Have y'all looked at any Auburn tapes before? I mean, or just leading up to this week?
No, we take every week, one team at a time.
Right.
Do you know anything about them, though?
From last year's film.
Okay. What sticks out to you from last year?
How physical their corners were and how physical their secondary in general, how physical they were and how fundamentally sound they were.